So we're doing, we're in Kufavim and Beis Mesachim. We're in the middle of Tosfos, Mekadesh Arifta. Okay. So we're picking up with one thing which was implicit, or even explicit, in the Kufavim and Beis. Kufav, 106. One of the things which is in our response position, and in plain shot in the Gemara, is that you can make Kiddush on bread, right? The Rabbeinu Tam doesn't like that, okay? He'll take offense to that, okay? Fine. Now, so he says like this. It's in Mekadesh Arifta. It's where it says, Mekadesh. Yeah, we're in, up to V'ein Lahakshos. Yeah, V'ein Lahakshos. The Rashbam. Okay, it's like kind of 10 lines approximately into the Tosfos. The in lachos the Rashbam. The hamashma lekamon the in of dion alapas. He says, don't ask on the following on the Rashbam. What would you ask? That it says later on that you can't be mavdil. I'm sorry, it's mashma later on that you can't be mavdil on pas. Okay, you can't do avdala on pas. How do you know? Midah meimar bas tovas. Because a meimar. He was, I forget where that Gemara is exactly, but it means is he went to sleep. Okay, the case was that he basically didn't have any wine, so it was for a Saturday night, and so he can make Avdallah. So it says he went to sleep, and he basically was gonna eat, you know, make Kiddush the next morning. He was gonna have wine the next morning, so he just, I think Boston is like Shavas, I forget what Tavas means, but that's what it means. I did the Gemara, I just can't remember where it is exactly. But that's what happened. Okay, so he went to sleep, which means, what do you see from there? That you can't make Avdallah on. Oh, I think I see it here. Hold on a second. Yeah. So Rashi says under Bas Tavas. Yeah. Lon, the Rashbam says, Lon Meona. He like slept at that time. Shalom Acha. The Krohub in Daniel. It's a pasuk in Daniel. Okay, fine. So it's a pasuk. But it means he went to sleep that night. Okay? So he went to sleep because he couldn't make Avdallah. So what's he going to do? He went to sleep. So the question is, but why wouldn't he make Kiddush Avdallah on bread? He had bread. He just didn't have wine. Right? So what do you see? That you can't make Avdallah on bread. Okay. Fine. So that's his first step, is that... Okay. It's mashma that you can't be mavdil alapas, thank you. Right? V'im kein, kol shekein, they ain't mekadshin alapas. So certainly it should be a kol shekein, they can't do kiddush alapas. The kiddush chomer avdallah. Because kiddush is more chomer than avdallah. Kiddikamrinon la'el, like we say above, like it says above, the kovaas lekiddush velo lavdala, which is not clear what that means. I'm going to look at that gemara in a minute. Hold that gemara for a second. It's not clear why that has anything to do with this. So we'll hold the thought on that one. That's one question he has, but let's skip that for a second. Well, come on, Amrina, and also further on the gemara says, "Savar mina kiddushu dilo mekachin, five dilim avdilan." Right? The gemara says they thought they were talking about sheikhar, a beer. And they thought, the Gemara says, they thought that you can't make Kiddush on it, but you could do Avdallah. So what do you see? That if they thought you can't make Kiddush, but you could do Avdallah, that Kiddush is more chamor. It's a more stringent requirement for what you're allowed to make Kiddush on than for what you're allowed to make Avdallah on, because you see that beer they thought you could make Avdallah on, but not Kiddush. Right? So therefore, that's his kasha. So then how here... Does it say, is the Gemara holding that you could make Kiddush on Pas, where we know from the other Gemara by Amemar that you can't make Avdallah on Pas? So which one is it? Or which is more Chamor? Right? That's the basic, you know, direction of his Kasha. But in doing so, he brings in one of his first Kasha, the thing I skipped, I want to go back to. He's trying to prove... Yeah, he's trying to prove that Kiddush is more chamor. that the requirements of what you could use for a kiddush is more chamor. So he has a Gemara on Kofayim Abes. Vayamin Aleph, I'm sorry. So let's check that out. Okay? Let's check that out. So that's on Kofayim Aleph. It says like this. So it says... So it's the third line on Kofayim Aleph. Okay, so this is a little bit of a digression, but it's interesting.
Just to clarify this, for a belly you can't do...
This is not really relevant. Okay, so here's the Gemara. Gemara says like this. It says, Rav Chananya bar Shalmiya v'talmidei d'Rav HaVeyasvei b'Sudasa. So the different Rabbanim were sitting in the Suda. V'koyolei Rav Nuna, Saba. And Rav Nuna was like above them. Whatever that means. It says, Amru Lahu, Amru Lai, Zil Chazi imekadish Yoma. Go check if it already is became Shabbos, if the Kiddush Yom began. Okay, check if it's the stars came out or whatever, right? Why? Nafsik. Because they were eating basically a Friday afternoon meal. So check if it's Shabbos, then we'll stop v'negva l'shabbos. And then we'll basically set up, stop the meal, take off the table, and start a new Shabbos meal. Make Kiddush, start a new Shabbos meal. Alright? Go check it out. Right? Because that's what he held. He held that we're going to have to basically stop the meal and start a new one, a Shabbos meal. Right? So, Amar Lahu, Lo Tzor Chisu. You don't have to stop. You don't have to stop the meal. Shabbos Kava'a Nafsha. Shabbos is Koveya itself. Okay? Which means that Rashi says, he says, Me'atzma hi chashuva su'uda Shabbos v'nevdelas misu'udas chol. So you don't have to take the table off, stop the Suda's Chol, and then restart and make a new Suda Shabbos. Rather, automatically, Shabbos is important, and automatically it will be considered a Suda Shabbos. Even though you've begun the Suda on Chol, it will automatically transition and become Suda Shabbos. So you don't have to take the table off. But, v'day lecha m'priestess map of a kiddush, it's enough just to cover over the table and make kiddush, because for a kiddush you should cover over the food. That's a different issue, right? But the thing is, you don't have to stop the Suda Chol, you can just basically make kiddush. Okay, you don't have to end the Suda Shabbos, because Shabbos is koveya. It's chashuv, it's koveya, it is Suda Shabbos automatically. Okay? He says, why? He says, de amar rav, k'shem shah Shabbos kovas l'maiser, kach Shabbos kovas l'kiddush. Because it says, just like Shabbos is Koveya for Meiser, it's also Koveya for Kiddush. What does it mean it's Koveya for Meiser? So the thing is like this, is that by Meiser, so when you have a fruit in the field, so you don't have to, you're it's Chayv and Shumas Meiser, right? So you're not allowed to eat it, it's Teva. But while it's, you're allowed to eat like Aroi from it. Let's say it's in the field. You're allowed to just like pick and eat it. Okay, it's only... Kavua, like it's only chayiv and shumas ma'isos when you're koveya. So if you bring it in and you measure it or set it out, whatever, the different halachas about what's koveya it, right? Bringing it in through the normal place, putting it in the silo, that's machayiv in it. But there's a din of a koveya. An achilas haroi you're allowed to do, and it's not a problem. Not achilas kevala. Okay, so he says, but the halacha is that Shabbos is kova'a asal ma'iser, that even an achilas haroi on Shabbos is considered keva. Okay, Suda Shabbos is chashuv, so even if you want to eat from it aroi, that's like considered an achilah chashuv or whatever, and that's koveya for ma'isa, you're not allowed to eat it. Okay? So it's like something special about an achilah on Shabbos. So it says, just like Shabbos is koveya for ma'isa, kakav as the kiddush, Rashi says, she'asur litom ad shikadesh, that once Shabbos comes in, you're not allowed to eat anything until you make kiddush. You see, for the Gemara Rashi says, that once it gets dark, it's immediately considered a Suda Shabbos. Okay, in other words, again, is what happens, you're in the middle of eating your meal, your weekday meal, now it becomes Shabbos, becomes dark. So now do you have to stop instantaneously and make Kiddush? Because halacha is you have to make Kiddush before you Suda Shabbos. So if you were to say that it's still a weekday meal, so then maybe you say you don't have to make Kiddush, because it's still a weekday meal, you'll make Kiddush before your Shabbos meal. But it's saying is since Shabbos instantaneously converts it into an achilah shel Shabbos, so therefore you have to say Kiddush, because you can't do an achilah Shabbos without making Kiddush. So that's the halacha. Basically, it turns out it's aser to eat before Kiddush, even if you're in the middle of a meal. Okay, even if you started eating on Friday night before Shabbos, when Shabbos comes in, boom, that's it. It's aser to eat. Okay, and that's the halacha that Suda Shabbos is koveya it as an achilah shel Shabbos. Just like it's going for ma'aser, it's like a special kind of an achila. You can't say it's an achila of chol. Rather, it's an achila of Shabbos. Achila of Shabbos. Oh, did you make kiddush yet? Oh, you didn't. Oh, you have to make kiddush, right? So that's what he's saying is. So in the context of Gemara, so therefore they don't have to. If they're middle of the meal, they don't have to take the table off and bring in a new table for Shabbos. It automatically becomes a suda shel Shabbos. Okay. Fine. Questions? Then the Gemara says like this. It says, Savar mina, they thought, ki heichi de kavah l'kiddush, kach kavah l'avdala. They thought, just like it's kaveh for kiddush, Shabbos kaveh kiddush, it's also kaveh for avdala. Well, what does that mean? We'll see in one second. It says, Amar l'Rav, no, halchi amar Rav, l'kiddush kavas, l'avdala. It only works for kiddush, it doesn't work for avdala. There's a difference here between kiddush and avdala. And this is the difference which our Tosfos Rabbeinu Tam is bringing up. So what does this mean, you're right? So Rashi explains. He says, Kach yitziyasa kovasa avdala. They're going out on the back end, it's going to be kovaya for avdala. Shem yoshem ala shulchan, they're sitting by the table, v'chashcha b'motzoi Shabbos, and it becomes dark. You're eating shal shittas, and you get really into the nigunim and all that, and basically it becomes, becomes dark outside, and you want to still eat. So asun lechol at shavdilo. So they thought you can't eat until you make Avdalah, just like you can't eat in the incoming Shabbos coming in, once it gets dark, you can't eat until you make Kiddush. So too on the way out, once it gets dark, you're not going to be able to eat until you make Avdalah. That's what they thought. But he says, no, it's not true. It's not true. By Avdalah, you could continue the meal going and not make Avdalah yet. Okay, you can't do that by Shabbos, by the incoming Shabbos coming in. You have to make Kiddush immediately. But when Shabbos is going out, you don't have to make Avdalah immediately. You have a right to continue your meal. And the Gemara says, Mahani Mili, that's only to stop. You don't have to stop your meal. But you're not allowed to start. If you didn't start a meal yet and now Shabbos is over, you can't just start eating. That's true. You can't eat. Can eat a meal after, before Avdalah. But if you already start eating beforehand, so then you could, then you could continue. Right. So why? What's the difference? What's the difference in Kiddush and Avdalah? Just like on a plain shot, how would you interpret? What's the difference in Kiddush and Avdalah? It says, again, you're eating a meal on Friday, it becomes Shabbos, the second becomes Shabbos, you have to stop it and everything and make Kiddush before you eat. Right, but on the back side, you don't say, if you're doing Shal Shodas, you have to stop everything and it gets dark and make Avdalah. Right, so what's the sense of that? Yerafi's saying, good, that when it's a Suda Shabbos, what do you have to say Kiddush for? You have to say Kiddush before you eat your Suda Shabbos, right? Can't eat a Nechil of Shabbos before you make Kiddush. Right, so now I'm eating a Friday meal. But the second it becomes Shabbos, that's a Suda Shel Shabbos. You can't be eating a Suda Shel Chol on Shabbos. It's Shabbos. Shabbos is Chashuv. Just like you can't do an Achilas Haroi of Meister. It's a special eating on Shabbos. It's like a Kiyum Oneg. It's a special type of an eating. So it's Suda Shabbos. Well, you can't do an Achilas Shabbos without Kiddush. So you have to stop immediately and make Kiddush. Because otherwise you can have an Achilas Suda Shabbos without Kiddush. Right? But Rafi says on the back end, you don't say the same thing. You're eating shal shodas. Now, what kind of meal is shal shodas? That's a Shabbos meal, right? Now you don't have to say Avdalah before a Shabbos meal. What do you have to say Avdalah for? Before an achil of chol, right? Avdalah, it's like before you begin eating on chol, you have to be maldum and kodesh chol, and then you do an achil of chol, right? Oh, so now you don't say the second Shabbos ends, then poof, it becomes a chol meal. No, you have the ability, Shabbos is Chashav, and you have the ability to extend, to be Mosef, and to extend your Suda Shabbos after the meal. It's all part of the Seder Shabbos. You don't say that chol is koveya, the meal, as a chol meal. The second it's dark and the Shabbos ends, that's it, it's a chol meal. No, I'm still involved in Shalosh Shudas. I'm still involved in my Shalosh Shudas, even after, right? It's a Shabbos meal. Even after the thing begun, it's still a Shabbos meal, right? So therefore, I don't have to make Havdalah, because there's no halacha that I can't eat on Saturday night without Havdalah. There's halacha I can't do on Achilas Shel Chol. But this is an Achilas Shel Shabbos. Achilas Shel Shabbos doesn't eat Havdalah, right? That's good. Good, right, Rafi? That's exactly what you mean, right? Yeah. So, perfect. Are we good? Any question? Okay, so that's fine. Great. Oh, but if you want to start a new meal on Motzoi Shabbos, Shabbos is over and you want to start a meal, not Shalosh Shudas, a new meal, so then you got to make up Dalek, because then it's of Motzoi Shabbos. Right? Perfect. Excellent. So, if you just learn this Gemara on Kaf Hei, seems pretty nice. Nice Gemara. Pretty simple. Makes sense. You know, maybe there's nuances, but great. Okay. Now, somehow, Rabbeinu Tam wants to use this Gemara as a kasha on the Rashbam. Okay, and this is the mystery here. Maybe I'm missing something. But what's the kasha? What's he trying to say? He's trying to say, how could it be that you can make Kiddush on Pas, but you can't make Havdalah on Pas? Right? You tell me Kiddush is more lenient, but Kiddush is more chamor. Because you see, first, second of all, that you beer, the Gemara says, you could use it for Havdalah, but you can't use it for Kiddush. So you see Kiddush more chamor. And also, once Shabbos begins, you have to make Kiddush. But you don't have to make Havdalah once Shabbos ends. Yeah. So, what does that have anything to do with this? This discussion is what objects are chashev enough, so to speak, to be able to use in for Kiddush or for Havdalah. Right? And he's saying is, here you're telling me Kiddush is stricter, rather, it's more lenient, you could use Pas. But and Havdalah you can't. But I'll show you that in a certain sense, Havdalah is more lenient. I'm sorry. In a certain sense, right, exactly. Havdalah is more lenient. And as you're telling me that Kiddush is more lenient because you could use Pas, but Havdalah you can't use Pas. What you're saying is Havdalah is more Chamor. But I'll show you Havdalah is more Mekel, because Havdalah allows you to eat right after, to continue eating after Shabbos and not to make Havdalah. But Kiddush doesn't have that, it doesn't. But what does that have anything to do with this? I mean, you can't just say, well, in one sense, Kiddush is more Chamor, so therefore it's going to be a totally different discussion. The discussion here is about what type of object you could use. But the reason why there has nothing to do with Kiddush or Havdalah, it just has to do with like, the way we're explaining it, has to do with Seder Shabbos. That Seder Shabbos is koveya it as a Shabbos meal.
Afternoon, Jim.
Right, this is nothing, this just only has to do with the fact that a Seder Shabbos is koveya the Shabbos, and therefore you have to make Kiddush right away. But a Seder Shachol doesn't work that way. Right? So it's just, it's not clear what one has anything to do with the other. Right? How is this supposed to be a raya to that? Right? Just pshat even. I'm not asking anything fancy. I'm saying, like, what's he thinking? But I think the first step Isaac's taking is good, is that it would seem reasonable to think that the Rosh, that Tarvina Tam learns this Gemara differently than the Rashbam. Because if it really is, the reason why you could eat before Havdalah, but you can't eat before Kiddush, is because Seder Shabbos makes it into a Seder Shabbos, and that's Mechayev and Kiddush, but Chol doesn't, then it doesn't really seem to have anything to do with this. So perhaps Rabbeinu Tam learns that Gemara differently. The reason why you have to stop for Shabbos and you don't stop for Chol, you know, is not exactly that reason, right? That's what you, the first step to think. Maybe he holds it some different reason, which is more similar to this. You know what I mean? Yeah, right, that's, I think, the first step to take. And if you do that, so how would you try to figure out what his reason is, how he learns that? What would be the next step you would take? Just a plain step.
There's
Okay. Do you hear what I'm asking or no? I'm saying, how would you go about approaching this problem? Is there saying is that if you're reading the Gemara, this Gemara, the way we've interpreted the Gemara, I mean, we've been interpreting it through the eyes of Rashi, right? And through the eyes of Rashi, we get to a problem is that this doesn't seem to have, Tosfos is asking a question for this Gemara. Gemara has nothing at all to do with what Rabbeinu Tam is talking about. So Isaac says, well, must be that Rabbeinu Tam is not learning the Gemara there the same way that we are, the same way that Rashi is. Right? He must be learning it in a way where it really is appropriate to compare. Right? So now I'm asking, so that's our job now to figure out how he's learning. So now I'm asking, how would you go about figuring out how he learns that Gemara? What would be the first step you take to figure that out? Plain question. Answer is getting too obvious. Maybe you're overlooking.
We try to find out what brought him to whatever.
No. Okay, simpler.
Try to go to the what's it called?
Figure out what the discrepancy is between him and someone.
Okay. What were you saying, Sammy?
Yeah, you could compare it.
Okay, that's true, but better. Simpler. Look in the Tosfos on the Gemara there. Right? Check it out. Right? You don't have to use your imagination. Right? It's obvious, but you got to do that first. If it doesn't work out and it doesn't help you, then you're stuck. And you gotta go to the drawing board. But I don't know how productive it's going to be, but you gotta at least do that. Don't just sit there and try to come up with all kinds of chilukim about how Tosfos must learn. It's Rabbeinu Tam. So look, not every Tosfos is Rabbeinu Tam. So you don't necessarily know that this is Rabbeinu Tam asking on Rashi. But at the very least, you gotta check it out and see if it gives you anything. Is there any indication that he is learning the Gemara different from Rashi, or whatever? Right. Okay. So an obvious step, but I think sometimes you skip obvious steps, then So what does Tosfos say? There's a short Tosfos there, which I don't think especially helpful, but it doesn't make the point that I just made moot, Still important. But it's a little helpful. Kach kova aslakedesh. So it says, just like it's kaveh for meiser, you can't eat your meiser on Shabbos, so too it's kaveh for kedesh. So what does Rashi say? Tosfos say, she'aser le'echol below kedesh. It's usher to eat before kiddush. Without kiddush, afilu hischa lechol modiyam. Even if you begun eating before Shabbos, you can't eat without kiddush, right? V'halchanam yikavos ha'maiser. Even if you start eating a roi modiyam, you still can't continue your meal, right? If you're eating on a Friday, chilas roi, once Shabbos comes in, it's gonna be asr, right? So what's he saying? He says kovaas. When it says that Shabbos is kovaas l'kiddush, it means that if you're eating on Chol and then Shabbos comes, you got to stop. It's usher to eat without making Kiddush, right? So what's he saying? Is he saying the same thing as Rashi? How did Rashi learn that it's Kova'as L'Kiddush? Shabbos is Kova'as L'Kiddush. Right? Right, so he explained a little bit. He says that it's considered, it's koveya it as a se'udas Shabbos. That was the way he was learning it, right? It means Shabbos is koveya, the eating as an eating of Shabbos. And therefore it's also you from, therefore it's mechayev make havdalah, right? That's the way he learned kovas. It means it's koveya it as an achila of Shabbos. But Motzei Shabbos is not koveya as an achil of chol. So the term koveya meant it's koveya the meal. And that's where the Isser emerged from the fact that it was kavua as a shasud of Shabbos. But when the Rosh Tosfos says koveya kavasa kiddush, what does he say? What does it mean, kavasa kiddush? She'osur lechol below kiddush. Afilu hiska lechol modiyom. It just means it's koveya that it's usur to eat. It doesn't mean, doesn't say anything about koveya as the Shabbos. He's just saying kavasa kiddush means it's koveya an Isser. That even if you're in the middle of eating that there, now it sets up an Isser. But he's not saying the nature of that Isser is because it makes it a Seudah Shabbos. He doesn't have that whole thing. So, he doesn't talk that much. But at the same time, what led us into problems was that this has nothing to do with Kiddush or Abdallah or whatever. It just says a Seudah Shabbos. That whole discussion is absent from Tosfos, which is helpful. We don't know what exactly the Svara is, and now that's why, in a certain sense, we're back to the drawing board, what you guys wanted to do 5 minutes ago. But at the same time, it confirms that we're on a decent path, that we don't, you can't push Rashi's reading of a Gemara onto Tosfos and say, how are these things comparable? One has to do with Kiddush Shabbos, and that has to do with Kiddush and Avdol being Chamor. Yeah, that's the way Rashi learns his Gemara, but that's not necessarily the way Tosfos learns a Gemara, and in fact, it doesn't look like the way Tosfos learns a Gemara. Now, we don't know how Tosfos learns a Gemara. So now it's our job to figure out how does Tosfos learn that Gemara. So now, I think what Sammy was saying is true, is now you got to think, and maybe this is what Isaac was saying also, well, he must be learning it in a way which it's comparable to the question about whether you can use bread or beer for Kiddush or Havdalah. And he's saying, because he's deducing from the fact that you can eat, that you could eat before Havdalah, but you can't eat before Kiddush, is indicative of the fact that Kiddush is, in a certain sense, more chamor, right? More chamor. And that would shed light on whether you should be able to use pas or beer or whatever. So that's the be in that same framework. So we want to explain that Gemara in a way which it's comparable to the question about which objects are chashiv enough to be able to use for Kiddush or for Havdalah. Right? Okay, I'm just kind of walking you through the steps here, how to analyze the thing. Now we're up ready to give a smart. Right? Because that's all set up. Yeah, okay, I'm thinking like this, is that maybe it means like this, is that the idea is whether, what's the chashivos of the item that has to be used for Kiddush or for Havdalah? What has a greater requirement of chashivos, right? Mm-hmm. So on the one hand, you're telling me that by pas, that I could use pas for Kiddush, not for Havdalah. So Havdalah is more, demands more chashivos, right? So maybe you could say that this also has to do with the chashivos of the item. Because there's a chashivos of an item... Chashivas of an item insofar as the object itself is more chashiv, but then there's a chashivas of the first kiddush has to be the first thing I eat on Shabbos. Well, this is an idea, it's like the first thing you eat has a chashivas. And kiddush can't be just another old food, but it has to be the very first, the kiddush wine has to be the first thing you eat on Shabbos. That's part of the chashivas. Now, it's the thing which you start with. It's like, has a chashivas. You make that in first center stage. That's the very first thing we start with. And the chashivas of the, why can't you eat, according to Reina Tam, why can't you eat before Kiddush? Because the chashivas of Kiddush demands that you use the item which is foremost in your eyes, which is the very first thing that you eat. That's part of the. That's what you use for Kiddush. You don't just take Kiddush and shove it somewhere in the middle of your meal. But it's like your first achilah shel Shabbos is on Kiddush. So that gives it a chashivos. It indicates that it's a chashivos that you say Kiddush on your first thing that you eat. It's Shabbos. Don't say Kiddush. Don't start eating in the middle of, on your conversations and then say Kiddush on the middle foods. But rather, say Kiddush at the very beginning. That's a more chashiv item. An item could be chashiv because of its properties of intoxication or whatever, its taste. Or it could be chashiv because of the way that it's first. That's like a social chashiv, is the way you're relating to it as chashiv. Right? But you see, by Havdalah, you could eat a lot of food on Motzei Shabbos. Shabbos is over, basically. Shabbos ends at 6. Eating, your shalsha is continuing all that eating. And then you say Havdalah on the wine a little bit later. So it's the 10th item that you ate. So it doesn't really have that chashivas. And it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You don't need that chashivas of being the first item. So you see that in terms of the shevach of Kiddush is such that it demands that you have the most chashiv thing, the first item that you eat. But yet, Havdalah doesn't have that requirement. So apparently, the Shevach of the of Kiddush is Mechayiv and more Chashivas, and a more Chashiv item, a Chashiv vis-a-vis placement on the queue, so to speak, in the order. But yet, when it comes to the item's intrinsic properties, you say Havdalah demands a more Chashiv item, because it demands wine, and Kiddush could even be using bread. So which one demands more Chashiv item? So I'm saying is they're both the same framework of the chashivas of the item. But there are two frameworks of chashivas. There's the intrinsic culinary properties of the thing, and then there's the chashivas relative to the gavra about where he places it. Does he put it first or second or third? You know, the first is a more chashiv item. The item which he's going to eat is first is chashiv Shabbos. He puts it at its first thing. The first achila shel Shabbos has the chashivas. You know what I mean? So they're both in the same framework of exactly the same framework is which the one has a higher requirement of chashivas. Mm-hmm. That's the point. You have to get it from being two totally different topics, you know, chamor in this regard and chamor in that regard, to being in the same parsha. So the parsha is the chashivas of the chafza, which is necessitated by each institution. So then, that's exactly that's the way I think about it. It's like, the discussion here, by us, is which one needs a more chasu chafza? Is it possible to explain that sagaz also about which one demands a more chasu chafza? On the surface, no. Because that's about whether you're allowed to eat or not allowed to eat. What does that mean to do with more chasu chafza? The move is saying, that's also a different framework of chashivas l'chafza, but it's also the very exact same framework. You know, so that's what you try to do. If you can work it out, great. If not, then you have to kind of, you know. But that's basically, our sugya Tosis points you towards that, towards saying it's about the chashivas requirements of the chafta. You know, the question then is, the move is to see if you could work that to be that same exact framework. You know? And now it's really good kasha. Which one has it? You have three halachos, which are contradictory. On the one hand, you tell me pas works for Kiddush, but not for Avdala. So you see, Avdala demands more Chashiv Chafza. On the other hand, you have Sheikhar, works for Avdala, not for Kiddush. So you say, Kiddush demands more Chashiv Chafza. On the other hand, you say, Kiddush has to be my first place Chafza. But Avdala doesn't have to be. So on the other hand, Kiddush demands more Chashiv Chafza. So which one is it? Which one is it? Right? Or how could it be that you could use pas for Kiddush and not for Avdala if all these other things are indicating that Avdala demands more chashiv chafza? I mean, you have to learn those sugyas there. I mean, I'm just saying, you have to learn.
So you're saying
I mean, I'm just opening up the door of how to learn. I mean, you have to go through the Gemara there and try to learn how Rabbein Tam is going to work through all the details of that sugya. I'm more just trying to show a derech based upon this Rabbein Tam, how he could learn that sugya. I don't think I plan on going through that sugya there.
Right.
That's a different sugya. I'm just saying is, Tosis is making comparison, and I'm saying is on the surface, this comparison totally doesn't work out.
Right.
So I'm showing how they are comparable. But now, of course, you have to learn the sugya there according to Rabbeinu Tam, learn the sugya according to Rashi, see how everything pans out, and Allah lachos, you know, that's a different sugya.
Right.
Yeah, but let's say I'll ask you a question, though. Is that even Rabbeinu Tam has to agree that on Motzei Shabbos, if you're not in the middle of a meal, then you have to make Avdala right away? That's what Gemara says next. I mean, this is part of what I said I'm not going to do. But the Gemara there says, I mean, Rabbeinu Tam doesn't, we're saying Rabbeinu Tam holds, it doesn't have to be the first Achil of Motzei Shabbos, right? You're allowed to keep eating. But he does say that if you finish, if you're not in the middle of a meal, you have to make Havdalah right away. But that could just be halacha, that you can't do a different, you can't just stop doing achila shel Rosh Hashanah before you do an achila, before you make Havdalah.
Right.
But if you're in the middle of a meal, so fine, you're in the middle of your meal, and you don't
right.
stop.
Right.
But to start a meal before Havdalah, that's just a different problem. It's not because the Havdalah has to be the chashivas of being the first thing. It's just like in a lot of mitzvahs, you have that. You can't, before you blow a shofar, you shouldn't eat. You know, so he's just saying is that you have to eat. That's just a separate halacha that you can't start eating before Havdalah. Okay, so what we have to do is, so Tosus is giving an answer for Rashi. I'm sorry, for Rashbam, about how you can get out of these problems. So that's what I'd like to do, you know, do tomorrow and then move forward. Okay, so further than the Tosus.